It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
all right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here, of course, till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. You know, so last night, as we look at the lovely weather we're having here in New York as the snow is coming down, but, you know, last night, I was kind of going back and forth between the two basketball games. We had kind of like one end of the spectrum and the other end of the spectrum. In one end of the spectrum, we got the Nets, who look like they're, you know, have played certainly as a legitimate playoff team this year, look like they will be a playoff team this year against the Toronto team. That's one of the best teams in the East in what really was a terrific game. Even though the Nets would come up short at the end, Kawhi Leonard making the shot with 4 seconds left to win the game. But really, terrific back-and-forth game last night. D'Angelo Russell had a big night. Joe Harris had a big night. And unfortunately for the Nets, you know, they wind up coming up short at the end. And I think it's like 8 or 9 consecutive losses now to Toronto. In Toronto, I think they've been lost to Toronto 15 out of 16 times overall. But whatever, a real competitive game, a really terrific game against two teams that certainly will be in the playoffs in the East when all is said and done. And then on the other end, the Nick Cavalier game, which is like, you know, the Zion Williamson Bowl. And it wasn't like both teams were trying to lose the game. That, of course, you know, they played hard. It was a competitive game. Went right down to the wire. Even though the Knicks would wind up losing the game at the end, they certainly had their shots. But, I mean, I'm watching the game, and you look at who's on the floor for the Knicks late in this basketball game. It's like they weren't even on the team to start the year. I mean, this kid Allen, Kadeem Allen, I mean, he had a terrific game last night. He winds up scoring 25 points. Had one sequence where he hit about 3 or 4 shots in a row. And with the game on the line, after Luke Kornet hits 2 big 3-point shots to get them within 1, then he had a chance to hit a 3 to give him the lead that he missed, where he kind of hesitated on a step-back 3-point shot. But still, Knicks down 3 with the ball, 17 seconds to go. They wind up getting 2 terrific looks at the end of the game. One by John Jenkins, who was playing his first game as a Knick. They just got him after he had a 10-day contract with Washington or whatever the deal was there. And he had a pretty good look from the corner, and it didn't go down. But Dennis Smith winds up getting the rebound, and he throws up a shot that really didn't have a chance to go in at the buzzer. And the Knicks lose again. So, and Kevin Knox is upset because Knicks fans are actually rooting for them to lose the game. I don't know. It's so hard when you're a Knicks fan. It's so hard to figure out, you know, how do you feel about the game? You know, you're a Knicks fan, so it's almost impossible, you know, to root against them. I mean, I'm not sitting there actually saying, oh, I want to see them lose. But I'm not sitting there saying, oh, my God, you know, you're not going crazy, you know, when they miss a shot or when it looks like they're going to lose the game or when Cleveland does something good. You're not getting upset by it like you would if the game really meant something, if the Knicks won the game. And I guess the only negative about the game last night for the Knicks is they continue to, you know, plummet. And clearly right now, I think easily have the worst record in the league. I think they're 10-46 now. I think Cleveland's like 12-45. Maybe it's 10-47 even. You lose count. There's been so many losses. But the Knicks have now lost a team record 17 consecutive games, 17 in a row. Do you realize, and I was thinking about this last night as I'm watching the end of the game, the Knicks record for consecutive wins is 18 straight wins, and they did that back in the championship, the first championship season in 69-70, which at the time was the all-time record for consecutive wins in the history of the NBA. It's since been passed. Obviously, you know, the Bucks passed it like the next year. They won 20 in a row, and of course, now the 72 Lakers have the all-time record there with 33 consecutive wins, which is the all-time, I believe, the all-time record in professional sports for consecutive wins in a row, which, you know, now it's been how many years now? And we had a couple teams win. I remember, was it Cleveland or Miami a couple years in a row? I got one of LeBron's teams, I guess it was Miami, won like 26 or 27 in a row. You had that one season where Houston, I think, won in the 20s in a row or something like that. But that record still holds today from 1971-72, 33 straight wins by the Laker team that went on to win the championship that year with Wilt and Jerry West and Gail Goodrich and all those guys. So that's still the record that holds. But the Knicks did have that record for at least a year, 18 straight wins. Well, now this team is on the verge of tying that record, except with losses. 17 is the record now, and they're shooting for 18. And why would I believe that it's not going to go to, you know, 19 by the time we get to the All-Star break? The Knicks got two games left before the All-Star break. They got to play Philadelphia at home tomorrow night. Does anybody really think they're beating the Sixers, one of the best teams in the East, tomorrow night? And then they do play in Atlanta after that on Thursday night before the All-Star break. Who they actually have beaten Atlanta a couple times this year. So maybe that's where the streak ends. I don't know. But just think about that. The all-time record for wins by the Knicks in consecutive wins is 18, and now they're one loss away from tying that with losses. But it's just so hard when you're watching these games. What do you do? I mean, look, if you're a Net fan now, if you're Evan, who I believe is coming back from Florida today, he picked a great day to come back from Florida, but with the weather being what it is. But, you know, obviously you want to see the Nets win. You know, they're a good team now. They're at 500. You'd like to see them win tomorrow. I think they play to Cleveland tomorrow night to wrap up the pre-All-Star break portion of the season and need to win that game to get over 500, you know, going into the break, because now they're back at 500 at 29-29. But it's such a weird dynamic if you're a Knicks fan. I mean, if you're a big Knicks fan, are you really sitting there, hey, they got to lose this game? You know, really outwardly rooting against them? Or do you do like I do and just kind of sit there numb, you know, saying, oh, it doesn't really matter what happens in this game. If they lose, great. If they win, fine. You know, that's kind of like my feeling right now. And you look at the guys that are on this team. I mean, really, is John Jenkins going to be on his team next year? And I know Kadeem Allen played a nice game. He's been pretty decent since they brought him from the G League or wherever he came from. Is he on the team? I mean, going forward, is he? I mean, these are the guys taking the big shots down the stretch. You know, Dennis Smith's going to be here. Looks like DeAndre Jordan's going to be here. Obviously, Kevin Knox, who really has not shown much. I mean, he had a bad game last night, too. I think he wound up with 13 points. He had a chance to an open three that could have gave him the lead. He wound up missing it. And then Cleveland came in like the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Cleveland came right down after that and hit a three. And then he also had a drive to the basket where he wound up getting stripped, and Cleveland came down and scored after that. And so Knox, he has not shot well, has not played well. I'm not knocking Knox. I mean, his kid's 19 years old. I don't want to dump him. But, you know, he hasn't been terrific. It's just so hard when, you sit there and watch these games. I mean, and if you're a fan of the Knicks right now, or even if you're a fan of the Rangers, who, you know, are better than the Knicks are, but – you know, they make it. They're 9 points out now of a playoff spot behind Pittsburgh in their division. So I mean, I doubt they're making the playoffs. I don't see that happening. And they're probably going to make deals at the deadline as well. Coming up February 25th, we'll have EJ Raddick is going to join us later. We'll talk some hockey, the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers, and all of that with EJ coming up at 11 o'clock. But if you're a fan of the Knicks and Rangers, I mean, what are you doing right now? What's your mindset? You know, at least if you're a Net Islander fan with the Islanders right now in first place in the division, and, you know, you got to believe this is the year maybe they're going to finally make a big, a deep playoff run. I mean, you would think that's going to happen. We'll see. And obviously the Nets look like a team that's legitimately going to make the playoffs this year, you know, and they're still not 100%, even though LeVert has come back and they got Crabbe back. You know, they still don't have Dinwiddie right now, so they're still not at full strength. But, you know, you got to figure they're going to be in a playoff. So at least that end of it, you got something going. If you're a Nick Ranger fan right now, what are you doing? And I always say this, thank God I got the golf to watch on the weekends, because otherwise, you know, I'd be, you know, what am I getting excited about right now? I mean, you do have the college basketball, and the college basketball is okay. And, you know, I watch St. John's, and I watch Rutgers, and, you know, I watch the big teams play. You know, I like to watch Kentucky, and obviously you're watching Duke because you want to see Williamson, you want to see Barrett and all that, especially if you're a Knicks fan. But, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I understand that, spring training is going on now, the pitchers and catchers, and, you know, we could talk baseball and we can, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Obviously, we don't have the signings of the big guys yet. Harper hasn't signed. Machado hasn't signed. Dallas Keuchel hasn't signed. Craig Kimbrell hasn't signed. So you got all these big guys that still haven't signed contracts. Memo to the Mets, I'll take any of them. You know, if the Mets want to sign any of those guys, I'm in. We know that already. But even Keuchel and Kimbrell, I mean, they're still hanging out there. They're still out there. And I know a lot of people get excited about spring training, but, you know, spring training to me, I mean, you know, really, I mean, you know, wake me up when the season starts. You know, wake me up at the end of March, the beginning of April, when we're actually playing real baseball games. So it's just a very, very tough time right now, especially if you're a fan of the teams that play in Madison Square Garden, and especially the New York Knicks, who, as we talked about yesterday, are basically living on a prayer, and that prayer is that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to sign with the Knicks as free agents, and they're going to wind up winning the lottery. And I think that we're going to wind up with the worst record in the league, but do you really think even with that they're going to win the lottery? But, you know, that's the, you know, living on a prayer and winning the lottery and getting Zion Williamson and envisioning the threesome of Williamson, Durant, and Kyrie at the Garden next year. Now, this is what you got if you're a Knicks fan. So, very tough. Tough time right now if you're a fan of those two teams. There's no doubt about it. But we carry on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.